ओम शांति। विश्व परिवर्तन। टुडे द वर्ल्ड ट्रांसफॉर्मर बाप दादा Today, the world transformer Bap Dada has come to meet his companion children. He is seeing three special godly attainments on the forehead of each child. He is seeing three special godly attainments on the forehead of each child.
Holiest.
One is holiest. Then highest.
Or richest.
And richest. Holiest, highest, and richest. These are the three special godly attainments Baba is seeing on the forehead of each child. The foundation of this knowledge.
Holy.
Is holy. That is. To become pure. To be pure. The foundation of this knowledge is holy. That is. To be pure. So each child is holiest.
Pavitrita.
Purity is not just celibacy. Purity is not just celibacy. But purity in thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections. Just see. You godly Brahmin souls. Just see, you godly Brahmin souls, are the holiest in all three aspects of time, the beginning, the middle, and the end. First of all, when you souls reside in Paramdham, there too, you are the holiest. You are the holiest there. You are the holiest there. Then, when you come down in the beginning, when you come down in the beginning, you are the holiest souls in the deity form. You were the holiest souls in the deity form. The speciality of a holiest soul, that is, of a pure soul, is that of remaining completely pure while living in a family. While living with a family. Others too become pure. But the speciality of your purity is that
apavitrata matabuddhi me touch nahi kare,
is that impurity doesn't touch your mind or intellect, even in your dreams. In the golden age, souls are pure, and your bodies are also pure.
Atma aur sharir dono ki pavitra.
The purity of both the soul and the body of
devatma roop mein,
of the deity souls, is elevated purity. Just as you become the holiest, in the same way, you also become the highest.
Sabse uche te uche.
Just as you become the holiest, in the same way you also become the highest. You are the highest of all Brahmin souls, and you have become the children of the highest on high Father. In the beginning, in Paramdham too.
Highest. Artat.
You are the highest. That is, you reside with the Father.
But yeah, maybe.
In the middle too. You become worthy of worship souls. Such beautiful temples are built to you, and you are worshipped with such discipline, with the right method. You deities are worshipped in the temples with the highest, with the right method. With the right method. Although temples are built to others too, but only your deity form is worshipped with the right method. So, you are the holiest and also the highest. Together with that, you are also the richest. In the world, it is said,
richest in the world.
So and so is richest in the world. So the names are announced who are the richest in the world. So it, in the world, it is the richest in the world. But you elevated souls are the richest in the whole kalpa. In the whole cycle.
Richest.
You are the richest throughout the cycle. Do you remember your treasures? How many treasures are you the masters of? The imperishable treasures that you attain in this one birth last for many births. No one else's treasures last for many births. However, your treasures are spiritual. Your treasures are spiritual.
Shakyokakasa.
the treasure of powers, the treasure of knowledge, the treasure of virtues, the treasure of elevated thoughts, and the treasure of the present time. All of these treasures last for birth after birth. The treasures attained in one birth, the treasures attained in one birth go with you. Go together with you, because you have attained them from God, the Father, the bestower of all treasures. So they go with you, they go together with you, because you have attained them from God, the Father, the bestower of all treasures. So, do you have the intoxication that your treasures are imperishable? Do you have this intoxication that your treasures are imperishable? In order to attain these spiritual treasures, you have become easy yogis. So you have become easy yogis in order to attain these spiritual treasures. You accumulate the treasures with the power of remembrance. Also at this time, you are carefree emperors who are full of all treasures. Do you have any worries? Do you? You do not have worries, because these treasures cannot be stolen by any thief. No king can take them away, nor can water drown them, And you are therefore carefree emperors. So, do these treasures always stay in your awareness? And why is remembrance easy? Why is remembrance easy?
Sabse zyada yaad ka aadhaar.
Because the basis of having greater remembrance is relationship and attainment. Due to relationship and attainment, you are able to remember easily. The lovelier the relationship, the more natural your remembrance. And because there is love in the relationship, and where there is love, it is not difficult to remember the one you love. Yes, in fact, it is difficult to forget that one whom you love. So, the father has created the basis for all relationships, and that is love. Do all of you experience yourselves to be easy yogis to you? Or do you think it is difficult? It is easy, is it not? Or is it easy sometimes and difficult at other times? Or is it sometimes easy and sometimes difficult? When you remember the father with a relationship and with love, remembrance is not difficult at that time. Also remember the attainments. So remember the relationship and also remember the attainments. The bestower of all attainments, the bestower of all attainments has given you all the attainments. The bestower of all attainments has given you all the attainments. So, do you experience yourself to be full of all treasures? Do you experience yourself to be full of all treasures? Bap Dada has also told you the easy way to accumulate the treasures. The way to attain all the imperishable treasures, the way to attain all the imperishable treasures is a dot. That is the way to attain all the imperishable treasures. Just as perishable treasures increase by adding a zero, as you keep on adding zeros, the number increases, does it not? Similarly, The method to accumulate the imperishable treasures is also a dot. Is also a dot. To apply a dot. There are the three dots. There are the three dots. The soul is a dot. I, the soul, am a dot. The father is a dot. And whatever happens in the drama is a full stop, that is a dot. So, do you know how to apply a dot? What is the easiest punctuation mark to apply? It is to apply a dot, is it not? Applying a dot is the easiest punctuation mark. So, the soul is a dot. Father is a dot. And through this awareness, your treasures automatically accumulate. By remembering the dot in a second, you receive so much happiness. By remembering the dot in a second, you receive so much happiness. All of these treasures are the right to your Brahmin life. All these treasures are the right to your Brahmin life because to be a child means to have a right. To be a child means to have a right. And you specially have a right to the three relationships. You made God your father, your teacher, and also your Sadguru. Through these three relationships, you attain sustenance, the study, which is the source of income, and blessings from the Sadguru. You receive the blessings so easily. Because it is a child's birthright to receive blessings from the Father.
Paap ke vardaan prapt karne ka.
Because it's a child's birthright to receive blessings from the Father. Baap Dada is checking every child's account of accumulation. Baap Dada is checking every child's account of accumulation. All of you should also check your account of accumulation at every moment. The method to check whether you have accumulated or not is whatever actions you performed, you yourself should be content, and whomever you perform that action with should also be content. If there is contentment in both, then you can understand that you have accumulated in your account. If there isn't contentment in either yourself or in the one with whom you perform that action, then you haven't accumulated. If there isn't contentment in either yourself or in the one with whom you perform that action, then you haven't accumulated.
Baap Dada. Sabhi bachon ko.
Baap Dada.
Sabhi.
Also. Baap Dada also continues to warn all of you children about the time. Baap Dada also continues to warn all of you children about the time. This present time of the confluence age. Is the most elevated of all throughout the whole cycle. Because it is this confluence age that is the time to sow the seeds of elevated actions. It is the time to attain the practical instant fruit. It is the time to attain the practical instant fruit. every second of this confluence age is the most elevated of all. Every second of this confluence age is the most elevated of all. Can all of you become stable in the bodiless stage in 1 second? Can all of you become stable in the bodiless stage in 1 second? Bab Dada has told you an easy method. Bab Dada has told you an easy method. Adopt a method for constant remembrance. Adopt a method for constant remembrance. All of you speak 2 words throughout the day and you say those words many times. Those 2 words are I and mine. You speak these 2 words throughout the day many times. But when you now when you say the word I, the father has given you the introduction. I am a soul. So whenever you say the word I, then remember, I am a soul. Do not think of I alone. Along with I, think I am a soul. Because you know that you are an elevated soul, and that you are a soul who is within godly sustenance. Because you know that you are an elevated soul and that you are a soul who is within godly sustenance. And when you say the word mine, who is mine? Who is mine?
Baba.
My Baba, that is God the Father. My Baba, that is God the Father. So, whenever you say the words I and mine, then make this addition. I the soul and I the soul and my Baba. The more you bring about the consciousness of mine with the Father, the easier your remembrance will become. Because you never forget anything that is yours. Something which is mine is never forgotten. Throughout the day, you only remember the things that are yours. So with this method, you can easily become constant yogi souls. You can easily become constant yogis. Bab Dada has made every child sit on the seat of self-respect. Bab Dada has made every child sit on the seat of self-respect. If you bring the list of self-respect into your awareness, it is such a long list. If you bring the list of self-respect into your awareness, it is such a long list. When you are stable in your self-respect, there cannot be body consciousness. There will be either body consciousness or self-respect. The meaning of self-respect is to remember to have in the awareness, the elevated place, that is the soul. The meaning of self-respect is to come from that place of elevated awareness, that is the soul. So are all of you stable in your self-respect? The more you are stable in your self-respect, the more natural, it will be to give respect to others. The more you are stable in your self-respect, the more natural it will be to give respect to others. It is so easy. It is so easy to remain stable in your self-respect. It's easy to remain stable in your self-respect, is it not? So Baba is demonstrating how to remain in self-respect. Do all of you remain happy? Do all of you remain happy? Those who remain happy themselves also make others happy. Bap Dada always says, throughout the day, never lose your happiness. Throughout the day, never lose your happiness. Why? Because happiness is such a thing that in just that happiness, there is health, there is wealth, and you are also happy. In happiness, there is health, wealth, and you are also happy. If there isn't happiness, life is without sweetness. It is dry. It is for happiness that it is said that there is no treasure like happiness. No matter how many treasures you may have, but if you haven't got happiness, then you cannot attain anything from those treasures. It is of happiness that it is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. No treasure like happiness, no nourishment like happiness. So wealth is happiness, health is happiness too. Health and wealth, both are happiness. And happy is said, and so you are happy anyway. So, there are all these three things in happiness, health, wealth and happiness, all three in happiness. The Father has given you the treasure of imperishable happiness. Do not lose the Father's treasures. Do not lose the Father's treasures. So, do you always remain happy? Bap Dada has given you the homework. To remain happy and to distribute happiness. Remain happy and distribute happiness. Because happiness is such that the more you distribute it, the more it will increase. Have you experienced this? You have experienced this, have you not? If you distribute happiness, before distributing, it increases in you. When you please someone, you yourself become happy. When you please someone, you yourself become happy. You become happy and even thinking that you are, we have to please that one. So have all of you done your homework? Have you? Those who have done it, raise your hand, that you have to give happiness to everyone. Those who have done it, to remain happy, not to give reasons and excuses that I did not give happiness because of such and such. So raise your hand. Who has done this homework? Not to give reasons and excuses, but to be an embodiment of solutions. Raise your hand. Now you will not say that this happened, that happened. Will you give excuses that because of this you could not be happy? Some children have written to Bap Dada with their result. They have written the result to Bap Dada saying to what percentage they remained okay. To what percentage they remained okay. They have written to Bap Dada. If you keep the aim, you will automatically develop the qualifications for the aim. What are we going to do now? What is to be done now? And Muniben gets the mic and she says, Baba, it is the turn of Karnataka to serve. All those of Karnataka zone, please stand up. Okay, Sri Baba is watching. It is all those from Karnataka, stand up. So many. So many from Karnataka. It is good. Those from Karnataka. Have taken a golden chance. Those from Karnataka have taken a golden chance because now at the confluence age you receive instant fruit. There is accumulation, but the instant fruit. But the instant fruit is that you receive instant happiness at the same time. So for however many days you did service, did you experience instant happiness in yourself? Did you experience instant happiness in yourself? Did you receive happiness? Raise your hand. Wow, everybody raising their hand, they received happiness.
Maya.
Did Maya come? Did Maya come? She didn't come? Those to whom Maya did not come, raise your hand. What about Pandavas? Did Maya come to you? Little bit Maya came? Acha. So they are saying no Maya came. But Baba is saying good. The atmosphere here is very cooperative. the atmosphere here is very cooperative.
Jaise science wale.
Scientists.
Science ke shakti se.
Can change the atmosphere with the power of science, don't they? Scientists can change the atmosphere with the power of science, don't they? They can change heat into coolness. Put the AC on and your atmosphere will become cool. So, they can change heat into coolness. They create the atmosphere, do they not? And in the cold, they can create an atmosphere of warmth. Here, the power of silence.
Adhyatma.
Here, the power of silence
Smritika
creates an atmosphere of the awareness of spirituality.
Kyunke.
Here, the power of silence Yadhyatma creates an atmosphere of the awareness of spirituality. When you do service here, what is the awareness you keep in your attitude? It is the service of the yagya. This is the service of the yagya. The charitable, the account of charity for the yagya, you know, by serving in the yagya is very great. When you do service in this imperishable yagya, your attitude becomes elevated. The atmosphere also becomes elevated. What speciality will those from Karnataka reveal? Demonstrate it by performing a new task. What speciality will those of Karnataka reveal? Demonstrate it by performing a new task. The number of Karnataka, you know, the quantity of souls in Karnataka is a lot. Many, many Brahmin souls in Karnataka. And the area of service is also very large. And the area of service is also very large.
Karnataka wale.
Those from Karnataka
badi ne badi seva
can do
yehi kar sakte hai
this greatest task that not even the smallest place of Karnataka should remain without being served. Otherwise they will complain, our father came and you didn't inform us. This complaint should not come from anyone, that our father came and you didn't inform us. You didn't give us the message. This complaint should not remain. Okay, you may sit down.
कर्नाटक वाले जो है वो 13,000 आए हैं बाबा
13,000
वाले आए हैं
13,000
पहले बारी आए
हैं नाउ दोस हु हैव कम फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम स्टैंड अप दोस आर द फर्स्ट टाइमर स्टैंड अप ऑल फर्स्ट टाइमर स्टैंड अप Okay, good. congratulations to all of you for your Brahmin birth. Congratulations to all of you for your Brahmin birth. You will receive toli anyway. You will receive toli anyway. But Bap Dada is feeding you the Dil Khush toli, happy heart toli. Dadi Prakashmani used to love this toli. Dil Khush, she would say. Happy heart. Always remember this Dil Khush toli for coming to Madhuban the first time. That toli will finish as soon as you put it in your mouth. It will finish. But this imperishable Dil Khush toli will always remain with you. Okay, okay, you may sit down now. Okay.
Bap Dada ki Ruhani Drill. Yaad hai na.
Do you remember Bap Dada's spiritual drill? You remember Bap Dada's spiritual drill, don't you? Now, Bap Dada wants every child, whether old or new, either junior or senior, in fact, the little ones can quickly become like the father. So now, So now, your mind, should become stable. And concentrated wherever you want in a second. Constantly continue to perform this drill of concentration. Now, become a master of the mind in 1 second. Now, become a master of the mind in 1 second and become stable in the awareness of I and my Baba are my world. And there is none other. I and my Baba are my world and there is none other. Be concentrated in this awareness. Okay.
Diva.
To all the intense effort making children everywhere, to all the intense effort maker children everywhere, to the children who are the embodiments of experience of the flying stage with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm, to the children, who always remain seated on their seat of self-respect, to the merciful and compassionate children who are always merciful and give souls of the world a handful of happiness and peace through the power of their mind, to the children who are always merged in the Father's love, and are seated on His heart throne, Bhaktadas, love,
namaste,
remembrance, and namaste, namaste, namaste. So we heard the murli and
Shakti, aur apne swaroop mein rehne ka बहुत ही सुंदर अभ्यास भी कराया.
Dadi, who's always happy and makes everyone happy, who always flies with zeal and enthusiasm, Dadi will share her feelings. And after Dadi's blessings, we will hear a song by Madhurvani group. Nobody should get up. Please all remain seated.
Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Bolo,
say, brothers and sisters, say Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Baba ne wonderful.
Baba's part is wonderful, Gulzar Dadi's part is wonderful too. Today Hansa Ben gave me some pleasure, you know. Whatever Dada spoke through Gulzar Dadi, the message for me, you know, whatever words, versions Bhaktada spoke to me, it was such a wonderful treasure which I received. Today I'm seeing this beautiful scene here with so many thousands of Brahmins sitting in this hall. See, Sakar Baba gave us so much sustenance, and then through Avik Bab Dada gave us sustenance through Gulzar Dadi. You all received Bab Dada's love and remembrance, didn't you? Raise your hand. Those from Karnataka, Baba conveyed lots and lots of love and remembrance to you. So, I was also reading what Bab Dada was speaking. I had the Murli in my hand. I don't know if you also have read. See, these are we come to know beforehand. According to the drama, you know, I was also reading because I got the dates and got it printed accordingly, and it was easy for me to read the Murli which Bab Dada spoke. So, and it's a blessing to all of us that whatever Baba speaks, it is imbibed and we become the embodiments of that easily. Or whatever Baba speaks, isn't it wonderful? Okay, Om Shanti. Nivebhai has come too. Nivebhai was not keeping good health, but he is here today. Hansa Ben is telling Dadi that first there's going to be a song. And the song is, we are receiving so many treasures from Baba. Nobody should get up. Dadi will speak, then Vishman Bhai will also speak.
प्रभु से मिलन मनाती हैं
We celebrate a meeting with God and we receive so many treasures from Him. So this is fruits which were kept for Bhog, in Bhog, and now the seniors are getting that fruit. All of you are receiving toli, nobody should leave without taking toli.
ओम शांति, ओम शांति। प्रभु से मिलन मनाते हैं, कितने खजाने पाते हैं, बाबा
बच्चों से मिलना। We celebrate a meeting with God and we receive so many treasures from Him. We cannot stay without Baba even for one second now.
प्रभु से मिलन मनाते हैं। कितने खजाने पाते हैं प्रभु से मिलन मनाते हैं।
We celebrate a meeting with God. This is so many treasures.
बाबा
के बिना cannot
बच्चों के बिना बच्चे बाबा के बिना पल भर भी रह ना पाते हैं। गीत मिलन के गाते हैं, गीत मिलन मनाते हैं कितने खजाने पाते हैं। संगम युग का मिलन अलौकिक बेहद सुख बरसाता है। भाग्य विधाता भाग्य हमारे देख देख हर्षाता है।
Bestower of fortune is showering blessings on us, bestowing fortune to us. Neither can the father forget the children, nor can the children forget the father. The incorporeal and angelic father come and meet the children in the corporeal form.
जाते हैं गीत मिलन के गाते।
के साथ आप स्वागत कर सकते हैं, अभिनंदन।
समय स्वास्थ्य संकल्प खजाना सबको सफल बनाना है।
We have to use our thoughts and time in a worthwhile way. We have to keep the comforter of hearts in our heart. We have to be always happy and give happiness to others. We continue to celebrate meeting with God. We continue to sing songs of happiness.
बहुत सुंदर। और इसके बाद हम सुनेंगे आदरणीय भ्राता निवेल जी से।
भगवान, यू हैव ऑलरेडी रिसीव्ड योर गिफ्ट। इफ देयर एनी डबल फॉरेनर्स स्टेइंग हियर एंड हैवंट टेकन गिफ्ट फ्रॉम बाबाज होम, देन आफ्टर मुरली टुमारो मॉर्निंग इन शांतिवन कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल यू कैन गो देयर एंड यू गेट द गिफ्ट। ओम शांति। निवेल बाय स्पीकिंग।
बहनों और भाइयों,
सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स,
मैं समझ सकता हूँ आप बहुत टाइम से बैठे।
आई नो यू ऑल हैव बीन सिटिंग हियर फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम एंड यू मस्ट बी वांटिंग टू गेट अप।
लेकिन ये भी ना भूलें,
डू नॉट फॉरगेट
ऐसा संगठित
दैट दिस गैदरिंग ऑफ बाबा चिल्ड्रेन सिटिंग टुगेदर इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाप दादा इज नॉट समथिंग हैपनिंग ऑल द टाइम। दिस टाइम
इज
कर्नाटक जोन्स टर्न।
हाउ
हैप्पी दोज ऑफ कर्नाटका मस्ट बी टुडे
दैट
टुडे बाबा रिमेम्बर्ड यू।
कितना दिल से प्यार
बाबा गिव सो मच लव टू ऑल ऑफ यू।
प्यार किया और पुचकार की
बाबा,
महिमा की
बाबा, प्रेस्ड यू
जो बाबा ने
एंड ऑल्सो
मुरली के द्वारा उस समय
वॉट एवर बाबा स्पोक इन द मुरली
के बहनों
बाबा ऑल्सो टोल्ड टू कर्नाटका व्हाट दे हैव टू डू and you have really fulfilled Bab Dada's hopes. I don't think there is any corner of Karnataka left where Baba's message has not gone, not reached, or Baba's flag not hoisted there. This is why you can clap for yourselves, Karnataka. There's so many centers there, so many brothers and sisters, so many teachers, so many Gita Pathshalas everywhere in Karnataka. And Dadi Janki is in front of you. So after hearing Dadi Janki, how much love we have for Dadi. Dadi, Dadi, you keep on teaching us three things as you have been teaching us up to now. You'll hear from Dadi Ratan Mohini also, from Brata, from Brother Brijmohan too.
ananya amulya ratan aapke samne.
There are so many valuable jewels of Karnataka here. Karuna Bai is from Karnataka. Mrityunjay Bai is from Karnataka.
Vasuraj Bai
sitting down there. Prem Bai of Gulbarga. Vasuraj Bai from Hubli. So many senior teachers of Karnataka sitting in the front row. It's such a beautiful scene to see from here, how all the Karnataka brothers and sisters who are here instrumental for revealing Baba, they are sitting here in this gathering. They are increasing the beauty of this gathering. And also Sister Raj from Nepal, she's also sitting here, Raj Didi, and from Indore, Arti Didi is also sitting here. We can clap for her too. See, all these senior sisters here. Hansa Ben is here from Sacramento. So many double foreigners sitting here too. And Karnataka zone is serving in this group. They are taking care of everyone. They are serving food to everyone, helping in accommodation too, also helping in transport, receiving them, giving send off to them. It's a big responsibility which you have taken up. And to all those who take such responsibilities will definitely get the crown of the world. Om Shanti. Now we will hear from Ratan Moini Dadi Ji. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Aap sabhi ne Baba ke Mahavakya bhi.
All of you heard Bap Dada's versions. And according to the time,
and
Baba gives us such feelings as if we are hearing directly from Bap Dada now. This also, well, it's time how with the inventions of science we can go back to the past and listen to Baba, see Bap Dada on audio, video, and if we did not have these methods, we could not have met, but science has provided these different facilities so that we can meet Baba even now. This gathering of ours, which Baba has created at the confluence age, is such a wonderful gathering. Baba wants all of us to be constantly happy. Baba has given us so many treasures. the end. We have to distribute these treasures to all. How Baba has given us unlimited treasures. So whatever treasures we have received, we have to share them with all, give them to all, distribute them to all, and make them also so fortunate as we are. They too remain happy all the time. Although some of you may not have met Avyak Bap Dada, but whatever we see here, we hear here, we feel that as Baba is speaking right now. All the murlis which Baba has spoken, we need to revise them, we need to churn them, and whatever teachings Baba has given to us, those teachings have actually elevated our life. And our life has become so elevated. In this way, we have to continue to hear Bap Dada's versions. Whenever we hear Bap Dada's versions, we should always think that Baba is so merciful, so compassionate, so loving, who's always bestowing and bestowing, and we too also have to become like the Father. We too have to give to others what Baba has given to us. Baba has made us happy, and we have to make others happy. In what words to describe the happiness Baba has given to us? But whatever we have received, we have to experience that and make others also experience that, so that we can once again bring heaven on earth. We can bring that paradise back in this world. In that world of paradise, there is no sorrow at all, no unhappiness at all. So we want this world to become a world of paradise, world of heaven, once again, and we're all working for that. So you're hearing all this with so much love, and whatever you have heard from Bap Dada, you have to imbibe that, bring it in your actions.
हेलो मैं ट्रांसलेट कर रही हूँ
ओम शांति शुक्रिया दादी जी और अब हमारे आदरणीय भ्राता ब्रिजमोहन जी अपनी भावनाएं हमारे समक्ष प्रकट करेंगे
नाउ ब्रदर ब्रिजमोहन विल शेयर हिज फीलिंग्स
कर्नाटक बेलगांव यन्नम्मा नगर के लता बहन और केशव भाई कृपया शीघ्र एवर हेल्दी हॉस्पिटल पहुंचे
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति हम प्यारे बाबा के बच्चे रोज वंडर नया नया देखते
वी बाबा चिल्ड्रन
आज हमने क्या
एक्सपीरियंस अ न्यू वंडर एवरी डे टुडेज वंडर वॉज
साइंस पावर
दैट साइंस पावर
साइलेंस पावर
एंड साइलेंस पावर बोथ टुगेदर
बाबा को कर्नाटक के आए हुए भाई बहनों को
science power and silence power both work together, and how the souls of Karnataka heard and saw Bap Dada, and they got such a beautiful feeling as if Bap Dada came only for Karnataka brothers and sisters. So the whole meeting, whole Murli was for Karnataka. Baba made everyone from Karnataka to stand up. Then Baba also made the new arrivals, the first timers, to stand up. And it's such a wonder that only Baba can do, that how science and godly power gives us this feeling that
नाटक वाले भाई बहन विशेष तौर पर बाबा से डायरेक्ट मुरली सुनना
as if those of Karnataka hearing Murli directly from Baba and getting that feeling, this only Baba can do and none other.
दूसरी बात,
second thing,
आज की मुरली में,
in today's मुरली बाबा
बहुत ही वैरायटी प्रकार की हमें शिक्षाएं दी,
gave us variety teachings. In other Murlis there are few points only mainly spoken, but today Baba gave so many points of Gyan that our aprons are full. Baba said, my children are the holiest, the highest, that of course we keep hearing. But today Baba also said, you are the richest. Richest not just in the world, but richest in the whole kalpa, in the whole cycle. This was something very, very deep, which made us get intoxicated, that we are the richest in the whole cycle. In the world they say, you know, so and so richest in the world. So who are the richest in the world? You know, their names are mentioned, but then they are richest in the world maybe just for one life. But richest in the whole kalpa, they are rich for so many lives. And the basis of that is the confluence age. That in this small age of the confluence age, on the basis of spirituality, purity, we become the richest in the whole kalpa for so many births, birth after birth. If we just, remember only this, how intoxicated we'll become. You can clap on this. Then Baba said that the easiest way to earn an income, to accumulate an income, just start putting dots. You know, how many zeros you can put, you can keep on adding and adding and adding. The easiest method for adding zeros, just start putting dots, dots, dots. Three dots, Baba keeps telling us. But you can keep on increasing these dots, then my and mine. Baba said in such a beautiful way, the easy way to become a constant yogi, I and mine. Baba said, change the language. And then Baba said, in every thought, every word, every action, every relationship, every contact, make it be used in a worthwhile way. And for that, you have to see that whatever thoughts you create, whatever words you speak, whatever actions you do, whether you are contented yourself and those who come in your contact are also contented. If both are content, then you're accumulating your treasure. So many things Baba said which all of us had. And now if you read this Murli again, your joy, your happiness will increase even more. But the most important thing is that everyone is feeling, although we are only revising the Advaita Murli, but then the feeling is that according to the time, it is so accurate. Also Baba's children was sitting in front, it was felt as if Baba was speaking directly to the children. And therefore, how much thanks we should give to Bab Dada for giving us this method of listening to Bab Dada. You can clap loudly to show your happiness. Om Shanti. Okay. Very good. Now, whatever Baba mentioned about silence, we will all sit in silence for a minute, and then in silence we will get up and go for dinner. All those double foreigners, you must have brought your dinner packet from Pandav Bhavana Gyan Sarovar, so you can eat that and return to Pandav Bhavana Gyan Sarovar after 1 minute meditation. Om Shanti.
ओम शांति. साइलेंस के साथ साथ अभी दादियां वरिष्ठ भाई हमारे सन्मुख मंच पर आ रहे हैं और देखिए कितना खुशियों के खजाने से भरपूर कर रहे हैं.
आके जगाया आपने
हम तो थे गफलत
हमको निहाल कर दिया, हाँ निहाल कर दिया, हो तो बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया, हमारे बाबा तो प्यारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया।